Yes, I'd like to highlight the threat that comes from us not engaging and not really considering the importance of responding to the hepatitis B epidemic. And this is a widespread epidemic. We know that in the African communities that people come from, the prevalence is often around 10%. Infections often spread at the time of childbirth, and people infected at that time, the majority, nearly 95% of them, continue to have the virus for the rest of their lives. And this is a virus that we can pass on to others in our families, others in our households, others in our community. And it can be spread to household contacts and to sexual contacts. So by learning your own hepatitis B status, you can make a very big contribution to better health for other people in your family and in your community. It may be an important prompt to have your children tested, to have your brothers and sisters tested, possibly to have your parents tested. And all of these people can benefit from knowing their hepatitis B status and gaining the appropriate treatment and support that is available in the Australian healthcare system. We know that about 20% of people with hepatitis B infection go on to have major liver problems, either major scarring or even cancer. So we need to test, we need to have people know, we need to have the community support testing so that we can keep people safe and reduce any effect on their long-term health that this virus brings. Many people do live with hepatitis B in our African communities in Australia, but still don't know they have the virus. As a supporter and a member of this community, I think we all should be aware of this and work to improve access to hepatitis B testing and treatment. A key message is we need to work together to ensure that the response to hepatitis B does not lose momentum, so that we cannot afford to relax against this epidemic, and we owe this to our current generation, but also to our children that will follow us.